Good work. We're actually holding Kuf Samach Aleph Siv Tes. Like I said, I want to try to cover this in tonight, so I guess I want to go easy with the questions, or at least L'chol HaPacha save the questions to the end of the Siv, so we don't have interruptions. Just to recap a little bit what we did last week, because it is Negea, very Negea for tonight as well. We discussed in Siv Ches, there was a halacha that if someone was cut a dina for ribbis, and he ended up being paid, instead of a dina, he's ended up being paid a dina and a quarter worth of shavakas, of chitim, whatever it was. So the halacha is that you have to give back a dina and a quarter, even though be'etzim that extra quarter is not ribbis ksutza, it's only, you call it avik ribbis, whatever. It was a shas peroin, but nevertheless, since it was all given b'toyes at ribbis, together with the ribbis ksutza, it's one big ribbis ksutza, so to speak, and you have to give it back the whole dina and a quarter. Now, that was the case where I was cut a dina and I got paid a din and a quarter worth of shavah kesef. What would be if lechatchila I was caught this shavah kesef? I was caught this item of hey chitim. What is the halacha then? Were you koined or not? Could you give back mois instead? So we discussed at the end of last week, there was a machlekes Mishnah Melech and Shara Melech, which really was machlekes Mishnah Melech and Chazanish with the Shara Melech, Avni Meluim, Chaviz Das, major machlekes. Basically is the Roiv Achreinim, that's Pashas, I guess we can pass like that, except for, like I said, the Chazanish, holds for Dava Pashit, once a Malva was kind of ribbis, and we keep on chazing this cloud, that once when a Malva gets money, when he gets ribbis, of that he's going to the ribbis. Just he has a chiv midaraisa to give back. He has a mitzvah tzatzevich, a chichimok to give back the ribbis. But of that he was going to the ribbis. So therefore, if he wants to pay back, he can pay back with money. He doesn't have to give back this item. This item belongs to him. We said the Mishnah Melech was a mechalik, and we're using the understanding of the Chazanish, that the Mishnah Melech was a mechalik, that ad kan do we say that the malva owns the ribbis, of that he owns it. But still there was a mitzvah, a chichimok to give back. What will he have to give back? The very ribbis that he received. So if he received shavei kesef, if he received this chitim, he'll have to give back this chitim. If he received money, he'll have to give back money. That it says over here, and we discussed, maybe he'll be able to give back shavei kesef even when he received money at the zaitka shayla. But that which it says in our halacha, that he received hey chitim, he has a right to pay back with money, that was only because really the ketzitza was on money. Really the ketzitza was on a dinar. And the fact that he gave shavei kesef, it's like a secondary mechira. It's as if you gave me that dinar, then I took the dinar and I translated it onto your chitim, and I purchased your chitim. So since I purchased your chitim, now with that dinar, so that's a mekach umemka subsequent, after the mechir, after the ribbis. But the ribbis that I received was really the value, was the dollar, the dinar that you owed me as ribbis ketzitza. So therefore, I could give you back money, I don't have to give back the item. But if I had a ketzitza actually on an item, if I tell you the ribbis would be, I'll lend you money, I'm going to ask that, you know, my kid gets into your yeshiva or my nephew gets into your yeshiva. So technically, you would have to undo that and not get my nephew into the yeshiva. It's like a problem. But if you make a ribbis ketzutza on a chepetz, of that you're going to have to give back that chepetz out ribbis ketzutza. And that was just as a backdrop. The Mishnah Melech is made, of course, to the halacha, because here the ribbis was on money, not on the actual item. Now, from this machlokes comes out a major nafkamina. What happens if you were caught an item for ribbis? You were caught a chayfitz, let's say you were caught, you're going to give him an extra, I don't know, bottle of wine, whatever it is. You were caught an item, and now that item went up or went down in value from the time the malva received it, from the time the ribbis was given, till he realizes there's a problem, and he goes to Bez, and Bez says he got to give it back, goes to his Rav. At that point, let's say the item that he received went up or went down. He received the stock. That stock went up, that stock went down. What does he have to give back now? Now, again, let's talk about the case. I was caught specifically a stock, and the stock was worth $100 at the time that you paid me the stock. Right now, the stock is at $150 or at $50. What do I have to give you back? So if you learn like the Chaviz Das and everybody that Avada, this is a regular halacha, the ribbis was at the time that I received the ribbis, at that time was only worth $100. At that point, I owed you back $100. Lav dafka the stock. So whether the stock goes up or goes down, it's irrelevant. Avada, all I have to give you back is $100. Because my chayv, it's like kolak zom shasak shasakzela. My chayv is that shasakzela. My chayv is that shasaribbis that I received. I owe you $100. Now, again, if you learn like the Mishnah Melech, in the case where you cut the actual stock, the actual item, there my chiv is to give you back that item. So if that item goes up, I got to give you back that item nevertheless. If that item goes down, I get off the hook. I still have to give you back that item, but I don't have to shell out anything out of my pocket. It means the chiv chazara, the Mishnah Brachos Mechadesh, the chiv chazara is the actual item that you receive. So if you receive the chafetz, that's the chafetz that you got to give back. In a case where, like Mechab and Sifches, or we're going to see in Siftes, in the case where you were cut money and then you paid which other kesef, where we say even in Mishnah Melechus Moida Avada, the ribis is really the money, then Kuli Amos Moida, that I got to pay you back the money at the Shas HaRibis, at the Shas Kabbalah HaRibis, irrelevant of the actual fluctuation in the item price. But in the case where I'm cut an item, there's going to be a major nafkamina. If the item goes up or down, you might have to give back that item, like the Mishnah Melech you actually do. So if you want to be yaitz or kala shitas, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have to give, if it goes up, you're going to have to be mekayim the mishal melech and give back a higher worth item. And if it goes down, you're going to have to be mekayim the other shitas and pay back money out of your pocket and actually take a hit, because you have to give back the item plus money. You're going to end up losing even more. But it's you say the sikkim machloikit, it touches up. Again, it doesn't, we have to chazir, but rather the ribis you a koina. Just the chiv, a chay, a chik, ima, because a machloikit, how does that chiv come about? Is it still on the item itself that you received? Or no, it's on the money, on the value of the item. Avada the chazir's ribis is only on that value. Or memela, it's irrelevant to what happened to that item. And we're going to see similar in siftes as well. Let's do siftes and you will get a better understanding.
If the item is no longer in existence, is there also that thing that you have to give back, like the...
The item is no longer existence, what should you do?
Samshus of the item. It's better for me to have, it's korban yoso if I get pitin rather than money.
That I can't tell you. It sounds like it's only with Kozman when it's banned, but I can't tell you. I mean, what would happen to Mishra Melech if you use up the item where you have to give back a replacement item? That's what Yeshayahu is. I don't know. We're going to talk about Ishtamshis tonight in Siftes when it goes down. Let's wait for Siftes. If you want to give Damim, that's only in the case like Sifches where you cut Damim. But if you cut the actual Chafetz, your Chiv is to give back that Chafetz. Now, you want to give Damim, but it doesn't discuss that. But the Chiv is to give back that Chafetz. You got to give back that Chafetz. That was the Chafetz you received. All right, let's see Siftes. Ha'yichayv lo'y dina sharibis, a similar case. Yuchayv lo'y dina sharibis. V'nasim lo'y boy glima. And instead of paying the dollar, he translated onto an item, onto a shirt, onto a garment, or kli, or onto a utensil. Tzarech lahak zeloi, he must give back that item that he received. Hoyel v'hu dover mesuyim, because it's a dover mesuyim. That means me'ikar adin, if I'm cut dina and you sell me something worth a dina, all is equal. Avada, then I only have to give you back a dollar, that dina. I don't have to give you back the item that you sold me because of that ribis ksutzah. That's not the problem. But since this item is a dover mesuyim, which we keep on mentioning before, a dover mesuyim, something which is nikkel arabim, that belonged to the loiva and the ma'ava got it through ribis, so it's a zilusa, it's a bizoyin. Therefore, in such a case, like a glimmer or a kli, which is a zilusa, which is nikkel arabim, that's why tzarech la'achziloi, you have to give back that item. Azilusa, and the Rambam actually says that Lashon not only tzarech la'achziloi, but bezin matzin mimenu. For some reason, bezin is actually yerid, and matzin mimenu. It's like the same chaymer, sort of like a ribis ktsutz, even though the ribis ktsutz was only on the dollar, wasn't on the item. You gave me an item, it's like a subsequent sale because of the dollar that you owed me, machmas the ribis. Nevertheless, matzin miyada, because if it's a davar mesuyim. If it's not a davar mesuyim, then everything's fine. Then that's not a problem. It doesn't say the Mechabit is Tzarech La'achziloi. When the Rambam says Bezin Matzin Mimena, I assume it can't be any stronger than the Bezin Matzin Mimena of Ribis Ktsutzo, which is also only Kfir. We're not going to take from Sholei Bevona. I assume that's the.
That's only if you bought it from the loiva. If you bought it from somebody else, he doesn't have to.
If he takes the medallah and he buys an item somewhere else, that's not a problem. That's
even
not.
Though everybody knows it.
It's very hard to track money, and the money trail is very difficult. An item. That item was nikah that belongs to the loiva. Chaskara holds that, and for something to be nikah to belong to the loiva, quotes a gemara, it has to be at least the loiva for 30 days. till he was a kind of ashamed that that's his Lexus, and then when he gives it to you, oh, you're driving Yenim's Lexus. Why? Because you lent him a lot of money. So that's ribbis. So then, oh, you got that item, took ribbis. But if it would be the loivis, let's say for a short period of time, it wasn't kind of ashamed that it's his yet, then there wouldn't be something nikla rabna. It has to be nikla rabna that item belonged to the loiva and is yours because of ribbis. And that's why, that's a zelusa, that's what you have to give back. That's Mashman the Machaba. He only brings down this din only by ribbis ktsutza. The Mashmais is, and Reva Chen go like that, even though the Mishnah Malkum is specific, that this whole din is only by ribbis ktsutza. If it will be avak ribbis, let's say you got a glimo through avak ribbis, you don't have to give back the actual glimo. We don't have the problem of zelusa, even though by Yorshim, we discussed that even through avek ribbis, there's a zelusa, and the Yorshim have to give back the item, as zelusa, as kaved av. For this halacha, you have to be mechalek, but at least for this halacha, the mashmais is, it's dafka by ribbis ksuta, and not by avek ribbis. Now, the Piskei Tshuva brings down, if you look in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, the Piskei Tshuva brings down from the Gedulei Tshuma, what happens if you got the item, and then you were neshtamish boy. So of course it went down in value because you got some use out of it. You got a suit and now you use the suit, so it's not worth as much as you got initially. So even though, let's say, you deserve $300 of ribbits and he paid you with a suit which was worth $300, now the suit's only worth $200. So what do? You give back the suit alone, it's not enough. You weren't mekayem b'chayichimah. To give back other money, but you're still stuck with the suit, which is zelusa. So what are you supposed to do? So to gedulei trumim nishtamish boy va'akshav enu shav adalazuzi shemaksulay aglima. You give back the glima v'yishalim hapchas b'mois. You have to give back the actual item. Plus, in addition, you pay the pchas, you pay mois for the pchas that you use. Because the item you can't keep because it's a zelusa. But lamaisa, giving back the item alone is not enough. So you have to add on, you have to be mashlim with money. Now the Gedulei Tshuva, the Piskei Tshuva continues that the Gedulei Tshuva is misupik if it's shaykh for the loiva to be meichel this zelusa, so to speak. Could the loiva tell the malva, okay, you know, I don't need the glima, please, keep the glima, just pay me with money. Would that work? Can he do that? Or imahani mechila aloi, and the Piskei Tshuva for his life brings them from the Mishnah Melech that's a davar parsha. The akan loy amrina deikol lozus v'sayim in eno maksa aglimo. That's elok shuroi to liskas bal kocho shaloyvam mikoy chapsiko. If you want to keep it and hold on to it because he got it through a ribbis, because of the psikah, shenin such a makas is a balei kinyan zeh, so that is zelusa. Avam achakak rotza aloyvu limchoyet, or shenitratza lekabel amoyis, not only he was willing to be meichel, but he says, you know what, even if he's not willing to be meichel the ribbis, he wants to get paid back, he says, he wants to be reimbursed, just don't give me the gleam, give me money instead, that's fine. Ozuleka lozus for saim shere kinyan zeh behetu. It's as if right now he's masking to the kinyan. I mean, so mechila works in ribbis ksusa, so mechila is going to work on this too. You got the item, you want to give it back to me, the loiva could say, you know what, do me a favor, keep the item and just pay me back with money, and that's fine, and it's no longer lozus for saim. Because I guess the people who are yoidim, who know what took place, also know at the same time that the loiva now was like remaking it back to the malva, birotzen, and he allowed the malva to keep the item.
Lots of
sasayim is the whole problem why you have to be maxer.
Is the problem with the malva?
The problem is the malva is going to have lots of sasayim. People are going to talk that the malva got it. Well, let's take to the extreme. The malva would give it back to the loiva, and the loiva would say, okay, now would you like to buy a suit? Because I think you like this suit. And it would sell it to him now for the same $300. That's fine. So why do you have to go? You don't have to take it and give it back. He tells you, instead of giving me back the suit, I know you have to give me back the suit api halacha, but avo bikin, I'm willing to take money instead. So it's like a mechira now. It's like a fresh mechira. And now it's no longer lost. It's the same. Because the malva got the suit now in a kosher way. He didn't get it through ribbis. He got it through accepting payment instead of the suit. So that was like a mechira.
They know about the shtickle.
Sorry?
Sure. People know about this. How it was done. I mean,
I guess, right. How do they know originally that the guy got the ribbons? I mean, they know that the loiva's item is now sitting by the mava. Maybe the mava bought it. That is a coal that he got it through ribbons. Well, that same coal, vice versa, will be, if he corrected it, you'll have a coil as well, that he corrected his ribbons problem, and the loiva said, you know, I'll keep the suit and I'll take money instead. And Hayoisis is only out this lozis, the lusa, the Knesset Agadela was Mechadish, that if the mava will go ahead and sell it to somebody else, it's also fine. As long as the malva is not left holding the bag, he's not caught with the goods. As long as he doesn't have the suit by him, so there's lots of time. If he sells it to someone else, that's also good. He needs that, but after, even on Makabe says he got to give back to the loiva. But Ketakar's Mechadish, if he gets rid of it, he liquidates, he sells it to someone else that's just as good. Now he's not holding on to this Lazar Sasaim, he's not holding on to this ribbis, so no one's going to talk anymore. Oh, look at him, he's dressed in that ribbis that he got. He doesn't have it anymore. That would also be good.
Why is Mechivul better than giving him back the money itself? If it's Dor Mesuyim, you have to give him back Dor Mesuyim because...
there's Lazar Sasaim.
Why don't you give back the same way the Mechil people know about it? People know he gave back the actual money, the value of the money.
Okay. So there are Paiskim who say a Loshen. Again, you know, you have to know how to like to take this. But some say that the Lazar Sasaim is that even if... it's a taich. It's like a chomis type of a story. Even if the malva ended up getting, you know, taking this instead of the payment of the ribbis, but it's like a chomis. Like, we're afraid that the malva forced this upon the loiva, then instead of taking the ribbis, he took the gleam instead. Because that's what was our case? Our case wasn't he wasn't even cut the gleam in the first place. He was cut a dina. So what's the problem? He took the din and bought a... If I would take the din and buy a garment for someone else, everything would be fine. So it says, but if it comes from the loiva, it's as if I forced the loiva to do it. We see this comes and it's also this me'en gzela digadin. Now, if the loiva later on, knowing that he has a right to get back the chayfas, and afo pikein is masking for me to keep the chayfas and take dom himself, so now it's b'rtzoy ne'atayif, so it was meichet to me. But had Chazal just said, pay domim, big deal. Paying domim, that's the problem. It means you got the glima because you had the upper hand, because you forced them to pay your ribbis, and the way the ribbis was paid through a glima. So it wouldn't be enough for the mavo just to give back the money. It would have to be with the consent of the loiva that he knows he has a right to get back the garment, and after picking he wants to sell it to the mavo and allow the mavo to keep it, then it takes away losses. It's like a new mechira coming around. But if it would be just the mavo give back money, that wouldn't help. The loiva gave her own free will, but you know, it came duch this contractual ribbis agreement. You owed me ribbis, I was knocking your door down, you had nothing to pay me, so you gave me the suit instead, so I forced it out of you.
Chas
was also not a chas, was also a dina, but you pay me more chitim instead.
If it was cut to Dover Mesuyim, I understand. It's a chum, it's called Adapash. I wanted your cloak, whatever it was. So maybe it didn't. But here was only money. And the way that by his own question to absolve himself of the debt, he gave him the money. And we don't see the chum is in that.
He was forced. Every ribbit, it takes on the shame. Or but prat that it takes on the shtickle ribbit suit to take a shame as well. I'm not sure it was forced. And I come to collect the ribbit and you don't have the ribbit. What are you going to do? You're going to have to cough up something, right? So you ended up coughing up your garment. Now, you didn't want to give off your... Everyone loves your tie. And everyone sees and compliments you on Shabbos for your tie. And all of a sudden, tomorrow I'm wearing your tie, right? So why am I wearing it? Because everyone knows. They came to you Motzoi Shabbos and you didn't have what to pay me. So I took your tie.
It was for the Karen. It was for the ribbons.
I hear. That's a good point. Maybe it was for the Karen. I hear.
What's the Chiv? Chiv is on Malva?
Chiv is on the Malva. It's a talk like that, right?
Chiv is Malva. Al-Sazom
Right. Yeah, you have to know, we're like, you know, we're forcing him, we're more chash l'chveide than he himself. It bothered me as well. I didn't see the Paiskim discuss that, but my hunch is you don't want a shame going around that this person is mixed with ribisa, because then you're constantly advertising that, you know, ribis, like the Rav said over, you know, like a Rei Saita B'Kakula, you're constantly advertising that there was a contractual ribis agreement, and look what he got this for the ribis. We want to bury this deal, and Chasm Lazka, that there was such a thing, Kulila, done in Klal Yisrael, so give back the ribis and no one's going to be talking. It's not, I personally believe it's not just for the Mava, I think it's for the Muinam who sees this Mava walking around. I thought it's for his Elusa too, but the laws of society is people are constantly talking about it, becomes like, you know, Nasa Kehet. There was a...
Doesn't claim him.
Right.
He's
doing true if he wants to give back money. So let's say you tell him that it's just in the Pasha, not right, such a chash of a person, and the guy said, but I like the suit, I'm willing to give back money. I'm not worried about my coven. But Bezin's Kaifen, right? Sancho Chaklaxi is Bezin's Kaifen. So you see there's something more there, right? And the Paiskim don't really discuss. I haven't seen it, but that's how I understand the halakha.
Yeshu sell the
excellent, Shailam. Very good. The same halacha over here that you see that I mentioned that the Knesset HaGedolah says that if you just liquidate and get rid of the goods, then you're fine. Could the Yerushim do the same thing, just get rid of the goods, and then it's even better in a way? He'll get away with bloody murder. Here, Chosh, if the Malva gets rid of the goods, he still has to give back something. Yerushim, the whole chiv is only on the Davar Maseim. If they get rid of the goods, that's it, they're free. There's no chiv on the Yerushim. Is that good enough? It's a major shiloh amongst the Paiskim. It sounds like from the Shainim that will not work. At the time of the Misa, if it was Chalat, they have to give back the item, then not only can't they get rid of the goods, but many Paiskim hold that even if they do get rid of the goods, all the money that they receive, duch the ribbis, they have to give back that money too. And could be, it's like what I'm saying. They don't really discuss the chalukim between here and there, but it could be, again, there it's a zilusa, straight zilusa of the father. Father wasn't meichel, it's a zilusa of the father. Father, again, he was trying to do tshuva, he wasn't holding by him, you know, he didn't want to keep the ribbis. Now, the yerushim get rid of the goods, but if that generated money, people might still have a zilusa for the father, because that money was what caused, you know, the father's ilusa, and there was no real mechila. Here, mitzad the malva is very meichel on his coven. Otherwise, you don't need a din. If the malva feels a choshlech light, he'll give it back. If not, Elamite is also loza. So, unless there's a constant, blatant advertisement that he's wearing the loiv zayinim, so then there's no longer this din. He benefited and got money, duch the ribbis. Cool, but it's not a constant advertisement. He's not running a billboard to say that, look what I got from ribbis. So, therefore, again, I didn't see this in print. It's my own personal, perhaps, a chilek between the two. But at least la halacha, here the Knesset HaGedolah says liquidation works. And there, not only aren't that everyone's mitzvah that you're not allowed to liquidate, but many places hold even if you did liquidate, the Yerushim have to give the money that they gained.
Maybe over there it says, Mahelu Chacham Mitzakantam, if they let them get away with it. Because then everybody will do it.
And over here? And over here?
No, here you don't need that because he has to pay, like you said. He's going to have to pay either way. So this is stam straight zilusa. But so if he sells this, what is he going to gain?
Yeah, but I hear.
Wait. He's going to give money.
I hear. Okay, good. I hear. But one second. You're making out like this takana mitzadat on it. There's something inherently worthwhile for him to give it back. The Yerushim only have to give back vital zilusa. So it's only reason. So if some reason we can get rid of the zilusa, because they don't want the Yerushim to be caught with the goods because they're zilusa. If that caused them to liquidate, they too late for life. Now they're no longer zilusa because they're not holding on to the other Muslim or the father. That was the whole problem with the zilusa.
Let's say Taka will be okay. Let's say he wouldn't have to give it back. Bezen gives the guy a choice. He hasn't given the Yerushim a choice. Either you sell or give it back to us. Bezen do that?
But Yerushim, no. But Yerushim, you got to give it back.
I understand. Let's say the halacha would not be if I zilusa, you don't have to give it back. It's a machlekes, right?
Right.
Down the place. Let's say if the halacha was, you don't have to give it back. So Ben should go.
Even by Yerushim.
By Yerushim. Ben should go to the Yerushim. Tell the Yerushim, give you an answer. Either you give it back to us, or if you want, you sell it.
Good.
But Ben doesn't want you to do that, right? Ben wants you.
Why not? In the theoretical world, that would be my speak. If other Bezin would say, just do
give
that.
Give him the choice.
Right? I'm saying, but that's not what Bezin tells him. It's
what they're saying. So he's saying, the reason why Bezin's doing that is like this way, the guy doesn't have the choice.
But why? But why did they do that? You know, chicken came before the egg. Why did Bezin say that the Yerushim don't have the choice? If the whole problem was out to lose to the father, let Bezin give him the choice. But
money, they wouldn't have to give it back. So why is this worse?
Saying you don't always have to say that even the place that said you don't have to return it, right?
Where?
By Yerushim.
By Yerushim, everyone holds that lechatchila they're now allowed to liquidate. Everyone. The shaila is only if you liquidated the money that was generated.
Why lechatchila shouldn't they do it?
Why lechatchila shouldn't they liquidate? Yeah. That was what's the chilek between here and there? That was the. I suggested perhaps a chilek, but you asked just mahilu kakoma takantam. I don't know if that's maspik. Fakir. That was a takona. Liquidated. Now there won't be any more zilusa. Hilu harbin. That's what they were healing.
Since every whole kachila you shouldn't do it.
But why? That's the kasha. Why?
So
he's saying the reason why the kachila is not is because the healing of the takantam. Okay, let that be the takana, liquidate. But, all right. But the halacha, let me show you that.
I was mocking to you what it said. What we both said.
All right.
I didn't. I didn't continue arguing. What about the continue
arguing? Why does the case have to be with the shtabs that are one down? We're talking
here that he wasn't cut the chayfetz, he was just cut stam. Correct. So if he was just cut stam, and he was paid the chayfetz, and the chayfetz went down itself, stam azoy, we're going to have to actually see later on, but if the chayfetz will go down stam azoy, again, if it was just cut domim, my chiv would be to give you back domim.
Right.
So I don't have to give back the chayfetz, right? Unless it's a dover mesuyim.
Right. So this halacha was a dover mesuyim.
Oh, a dover mesuyim, yeah.
The first tshuva, why is he using it? Because he's giving a case of chayr of avak grivis, right? The dishtamshis.
No. I was cut a dollar, and you gave me an item worth a dollar,
right?
And it was a dover mesuyim, so I have to give you back that item.
And it was mishtamish.
Now that mishtamish was because you gave it to me, so of course I'm going to be mishtamish with it. And it went down a price.
Talk about that. About the went down a value. You have to be mashal what went down. The damage is that was a shayla. If it goes down in value, you have to be mashal the amount. The shayla over here, it seems that he's seeing in a case.
Why do you need his tamshes for? Okay, I'm going to get Belina to remind me when we do the next halacha to get back to it. I think I have a pshat why you need dafka the tamshes, but I want to say the next halacha first to get a better understanding. All right, let's move on to Sif Yud. Im hamalva saka me'aloi v'chefetz ba'isi dinu sharibis v'lohaya roya l'sakrai ela b'chatzi dina. We were caught a dina. I'm getting a windfall. I'm getting a dina from you, a free dina from you, an extra dina. So now, when comes time to pay, you tell me, you know what, you're going to rent me a property of yours, rent me an item of yours. Actually, we're talking about Matal from the Makabe says, you're going to rent me your chayfetz. Fine, I'll rent your chayfetz. How much are you charging? He's going to charge me that dollar worth of ribbit. Now, even though it's really not worth a dollar, the chayfetz that you're renting me is only worth a half a dollar, but I decided, you know what, I'm in a good mood, you're giving me extra dollar worth of ribbit. No, I'll apply to the chayfetz and I'll pay you the dollar for the chayfetz that you're renting me, even though batzim it's only worth a half a dollar. The halacha is, matin mimeno kol adina. Now that I use the item, how much do I owe you back? I'll sit din ribbit, I'd rather have to give you back a dollar. What's pshat? So the Gemara says, well, let's first fundamental. What's pshat stamaza? The pshat has to be that it's not pshat that when it came time for you to pay me the ribbis, I told you, you know what, I'm making you half the ribbis, only pay me half a dollar, and give me that half a dollar in the value of a schiris madaltalin. If that would be the case, if that's what went on, avada, all I'll have to give you back is the half a dollar. Because I told you, half a dollar ribbis I'm being moichu, the other half you're paying me through a schiris, so that's what I would have to give you back. Clearly, the understanding, the way the mechanics work is really, you're giving me a full dollar. This is what's happening. You're giving me the full dollar, and then I'm taking that full dollar and giving it back to you and implying it for a schiris. And I'm overpaying you. The schiris is really worth 50 cents, and I'm up a PK, and I'm paying you with this dollar worth of ribbis. I'm overpaying you for the schiris. It's not pshat that the entire ribbis you're giving me is a half a dollar. You're really giving me a dollar, but I'm taking that dollar, and I'm up overpaying you on the schiris. Now that's why the Mechaber holds, I got to give you back the full dinah, because that's really what I'm getting. So what's the chiddush? It's like the Gemara, have Amino, the guy Ketaina, you know why I was so generous? You know why I was so stupid to buy or rent from you actually, to rent from you something double the price? It's because I was expecting this ribbit. So it was no shirt off my back, I wasn't taking a hit. You're giving me this ribbit? Oh, no, I was in a good mood, I applied it to your schiris. But if I would have to know, if I would ever know that you're going to take this dollar away from me through ribbits, I'm not stupid, I'm not going to rent something double the price. Chulila, I would never do such a thing. So therefore, I only want to pay you a half a dollar what the schiris is worth. Why should I pay you more? It's like a mecha toys. I was only willing to rent from you double the price because I thought I was going to be able to keep the ribbits. If I would know I have to give you back the ribbits, I wouldn't be so generous. That was the Havamina. Kamash Walan Tafluk, Ram Shabalev in a drum. You went into a deal, Savris or Kiblis, you were asking him to pay double a price for Schiris. You knew you were you're overpaying. Ava became you were masking. There's no Pasha Vano, because you were masking to pay double. You knew you were paying over the market price. So if you're masking, I've added the deal. The dollar you received, and now you're taking that dollar and you're overpaying on schiris. And the Taz says, who then if it's a chayf, it's a mechil, avdafka schiris. What happened? That's how we paskin. What happens if it's a shalit, my clerk is Taz and Prisha, we pass like the Taz. What happens if I buy a chayfetz from you with this ribbit? You owe me $300,000 and I take this, and now I decide to buy your $200,000 house with this $300,000 ribbit. So now I end up with only a $200,000 house, and now look, I got to shell out $300,000. I got to give you back $300,000. I can't time it. I was only asking to overpay for the house because I thought it was a windfall because I'm getting it anyway through ribbit. Had I known I had to give back the ribbit, I would have never purchased it. Just like if this guy was in a good mood, he got a lot of ribbis that day. Let's say the loiva ended up paying the malva. He got now $300,000 in his pocket, and he went to the market. He was in a very good mood, and he goes to Rafal, and he says, you know, you have a house to sell me, and I'm buying the house off you. It's a $200,000 house. He was in a great mood, and he bought it for $300,000. He knows he's overpaying, but he's in a good mood. Now, all of a sudden, the loiva takes him to a dentaria and gets back his money. And now he's screaming he would never purchase the house if he knew he had to give back the ribbis. It's two separate things. One is the ribbis that you receive is $200,000, you got to give it back. The fact that you made a mechir because you're in a good mood, it's a shame, but the mice is, the mechir is kind. That's in this halakh. That's what the Gemara read, look, that was a halamina, but kamash malon, not like that kamash malon, that avad the mechir is kind. Avada and Mimeli, you gotta give back the whole dina. There's no kind of like a mekach toys type of taina. A daita doki, you never had paid.
What's mechira?
Mechira is when you take the ribbis and you apply it onto the chepitz. When you take the ribbis and you decide to buy a chepitz, that is a mechira. So you're overpaying for the mechira, for this kin. The malva is the lekeach, because he deserves ribbis, and he's applying it to purchase an item or to rent something. Now that he's applying it, that is the mechira, and he's overpaying, and it's kayim afo pikein. Now there is a machna Ephraim who argues with the machava, argues with the Torah machava, and he says that the whole halach in the Gemara was said dafka by karka. The Gemara, it's interesting why the Torah did it, but the Gemara is talking about schiris karka, and the Torah machava says applies it to a chepitz. And he says this whole halacha only passes by karka, with his following chilek. The Eilim learned to know, it's an interesting chilek. He finds the following. By karka, there's no shavis to karka, it's eno nola kakois. So if you overpay for the karka, that is the price of the karka. So let's say our marshal, I purchased a $200,000 house.
No.
Sorry?
The double could be in the no.
It's scary, you're right, like I said, the Taz says who are in Kenyan. So the Market Prime said this whole halacha is only by karka. Why? Because by karka, whatever you pay is the mechira price. So if you pay $300,000, that was a mechira. The mechira was for $300,000. So memelo, it's as if you got the $300,000 ribbit and you just gave it right back to him, but payment for the kinyan that you purchased, for that chayfik. But metalfalin, he says, since there is no noben metalfalin, even if you're asking to overpay, so let's say you take an item which is worth $100, and you decide to pay $150 for it. Let's say, and astoya. The Lashon Gemara is that you knew about it, and you gave him a matona. Upshat like the Machan Ephraim, that now that you decide to pay $150, it's as if the whole mechir is worth $150. No, really, the mechir is only on $100. But you're throwing in a bone. You're throwing $50 as a matana. That's what happens when you overpay for metalfalin. So he says, if that's what really is happening, so when you and who has been by schiris, if you overpay, then it comes to you never got the ribbit of the higher amount. You never got the $150. Because if you gave the matana back to the guy, so it's as if you only got the $100. The $100 you applied to the purchase, so you got the $100 chepitz. And the extra $50 that you were foolish enough to overpay, that you applied from your ribbit, that was you waived it. You decided to give, be meichel the guy. You gave him a mechilas as if you never got it. Because that we started off with. If you would had you say, I'm waiving you half the ribbit, and the other half, let's apply to the purchase, avad, you would only have to give back the second half that you received. The first half you never received it. You were meichel it. So Zog Makafrain, by metalton, that's what you're really doing. You're getting only $100 worth of goods. The extra $50, you're being meichel. Because by matalan, since it's yeshu nova matalan, even if you're masking to overpay, it's not now that the chet is now worth $150. It's not like the mechir was now done on $150. It's like built in partial payment for the chet and partial mechila matana for the mice. So Memeli says he wants to argue. Everyone argues with Machan Ephraim, it's a shita zayakut, but he wants to argue with the Torah Makaba that they had no right to apply this halacha to the mechir's matalan. The whole halacha is only applicable by karka. Now, I personally don't understand the Machan Ephraim 100%, because Naniach, which is not Pasha, but Naniach is right, that what's really happening when you have a Mechira is you're paying only the real value of the item, and the rest is a Matana, Zazayim, but the Matana is also like you got. For example, let's say if you would actually pay me $150, and I would take $100 and purchase an item from you, and take $50 and give it to you by Matana. Are you going to tell me that since I gave you matana later on, I don't have to give you back $150 worth of ribbis? I do. I got $150 worth of ribbis. Basically, if I'm moichel you the ribbis and I say, look, I don't want the ribbis, I don't need the ribbis, that's fine. But if I really got it, means if when I cuts with you to purchase the item $150, it's as if I got the whole $150 and I gave you $100 for tashlumim for purchasing the item and another $50 as a matano. So I didn't get $150 worth of value. I got $150 and I decided to give it back to you, $100 for the chayfis and $50 as a matano. If I give you matano, I owe you ribbis ksuta. If a marva gives a matana to the loivet, let's say it wasn't l'shem hagzaris ribbis, avadi still has to give back the regular ribbis, even though you gave a matana. So that's what I was doing. I took $100, I gave it back to you to buy your item. I took $50 and I gave that back to you as a matana. So l'maisa, at the end of the day, I got $150. Avadi have to give you back the whole $150. He's learning that since the Gemara says matana yovlei, so if it was done nachmas ribbis, then we say he was really moichel. That's what you have to say, taich in the makafrayim. But that the Gemara doesn't say machila. Gemara says the matani of like, so I got the 150.
When did he get? When did he get?
Right now, you owe me $150. Do you owe me the 150? But I was masking to pay the $150 for the chayfis. That means I was masking. It's contractually I was masking to pay $100 for the chayfis and give you $50 for a matana. Let's say I read the chled with you. You know what? I want to buy a chavis for $100, and then I'll take $50 and give it to you by matana. If I do that, will you owe me $150? I value you will. Because I got $150. If I would take your $50 and give it to someone else by matana, I value I would have to give you back to $150. So I got $150. I got chavis hanoah, so to say. I got the value of the $150. He's learning that because every bechadeshan adas toya believes the matana, every time you overpay him, I'll believe the matana. So here it's automatic a mechila. That's not mukha.
Here, sorry? Matana is the sum of all your money, it's mechila.
Is that poshid? If I waive the chayv, if I say don't bother with the rest, I hear. Depending how, you know, it's a nice way, but when I told you I'm paying you $150 for the chayfis, and that means $100 for the chayfis and $50 matana, how do you touch my $150 to mean a mechila on $50? So then I'm only paying $100 for the chayfis, not $150, but we made up I'm paying $150 for the chayfis. So how does that work?
$150 means I'm giving you $100 for the
chayfis.
$50 is matana or mechila,
what's wrong? So you have to say it's a mechila on your yomi. I'm saying it's even if you know it's a makafrayim's vod, I don't know if it's poshit. You hold it poshit? I'm not saying it's poshit to therefore argue with the two in the makava. He wants to say that the two is lishitosei, very gishmak thing. It brings the right from pidyon haben. Could a koyin, we'll spend 1 minute on it. Could a koyin, you want to be paid to your son, you owe him 5 shkolim, and instead of giving 5 shkolim, you give him an item, and the koyin will say, "Lididi shavali, it's 5 shkolim. I'm willing to buy this item worth you for 5 shkolim. You give him a face, one pencil or nothing, and he says, "Oh, the pencil they chash to me, you're a great friend of mine. I'll buy this pencil for you for $5 for 5 shkolim. Will that work?" The Gemara talks about Rav Kahana when it was emes ladi shavalei, it was taka because it was his sidra. But the makloik is a place, and the makava holds it doesn't work. It's only over there. It's mamish. He was a gavur rabbi. It was taka worth $5 for him. But if he contractually agrees to overpay for something, then his ben will not be padi. That's how we paskin. But the tur holds his ben is padi. So Makar Ephraim says the tur is l'shitas. So you see from that tur that he understands that when you overpay for an item, it's now this is the value of the item. You could now dictate what the value should be. The Torah says there's a non and the real value is $100. But if you're asking to pay $150, now the item is $150. You see, the ben is public. So to here, if you decide to overpay on metaltolin or on schis metaltolin, whatever it is, so therefore it's as if you purchase the item for the full amount, for the higher amount that you contractually agreed to. But he says that's the Torah Shitase. But everyone argues with the Torah over there. So therefore, la halacha, he says that the halacha is not like the Torah over here either. The only the Torah Shitase, but la halacha that we hold that you can't purchase more than the actual value of the item is. Anything you're giving extra is only matana. So over here, it blives the mechila. Memeli, you only have to give back the item, and memeli argues with the machaba. Like I said, everyone argues with machaba Ephraim, because the sheet is yakut. So la loch, you should keep the machaba Ephraim. Keep the machaba, sorry, what? Even so, but it's a mechila.
Because it's not the value.
Okay, then that's the machlekes yishenim. We learned in Anot, our Vishkov Zayin Sivov, it's machlekes yishenim. How does it work? It's a mechila, but how does that mechila work? Does it mean it's now the value of the item or not?
Does he say it also by jewelry?
Sorry?
Does he say by jewelry or other things that you have the exception? No. Priceless items.
Well, jewelry, whether we hold there is or no, but if you marshal like something that there's no one knows, then in a chanam, it'll be like shava kol kesa. So whatever you make up, the Torah doesn't dictate what an item's value is worth. So whatever you make up, that's fine. But I think that the Torah dictates, if you want to circumvent it, I'm not going to call I know, you want to go around it, good, but that's the price, and whatever you're giving extra is a matana. That's his chiddush. But la'alocha, we pass on like the makaba, that if you do such a thing, avadi, you're going to have to give back the full schiz payment that you made. Now the shak brings down the Rashba into Santa Rashba, look at the shak tezayin. The Rashba was nostalgic. If this was one big agreement, yilo oimalai, etin l'cho yudbe zinorim ribis, they make up, I'm going to take give you Yud Beis and Arm Ribbis, but how? A Menashe Chatzeri She'eni Niskeres Ela B'Yud. But how are you going to get that Yud Beis? They're Olamdin. How are you going to get this Yud Beis like the Loiva to the Malva? I'm going to rent to you a Chatzer, which is only worth 10, Tisko Isa Yud Beis for Yud Beis. I'm willing to pay Yud Beis Ribbis, but only if you rent from me a Chatzer, which is really only worth 10 for Yud Beis. What would be the halacha then? So the Rashba, the chim mefkinu minei, then lo mefkinin elo yud. Then it's yitoch and you're only going to take yud from the guy. Why? To have ikah atnai, it was impossible. Lo hoya yochus ela kabo kim to meis chiyas habayishan in the skeris elo b'yud. It's as if I made up with you like achila, just take the chatzo, which is only worth yud. Even though I was online, I said, look, I want to give you $12 worth of ribbit, but only b'tnai you rent from me a chatzo, which is worth $10 for 12. But if you don't rent that for me, if you don't overpay on the schiz, I'm not giving you $12. So Dr. Ashbot, in that case, it was impossible for the malva to get the $12. So how could you tell me $12 was ribbis? You see clearly that the ribbis was only the schiz hachatzah, and the schiz hachatzah was only worth 10. Well, I have to give you back his 10. But he's not, the Ashbot, like, says he's talking, like he's not 100%. But he says, so Mashmois Rashba is only Nistapik Badavi. He's not convinced. That's why the shock brings down, Peshuva Nistapik Rashba. He's only Mesupik, had a tight chizab. But do we say, no, since I was a Lambit, I was cut 12, so really my ribbis is 12. Just to have a Zaitikit Tanai Mibachusa. In order for you to get the 12, you have to overpay me on something. But that's when you're getting the 12, and you're overpaying me on the schizab. So it's as if you got the 12, and you merely have to give me back the 12. That's the Shala the Rashba. How do you look at it? If I make up lechatchila, then it'll be ribbis ktsutza.
He's getting
chatzar
for the money.
He's getting chatzar for the money. I mean, that should also be tully in the shayla. One second. I have a partial eitzah. The eitzah is, I'm lending you $100. I'm not to give you back $100. That's Karen. And that's why it's a real haval. And on top of that, the ribbis is $12. I'm going to ask that you have to rent from me, over rent from me the chatzah. So the halval will be for the keren, that's the halval, a dollar for dollar. And now what you're giving me out of the schiz will be the ribbis.
It could be even worse. I mean, if it's no good, it's worse. Not that it could be worse. If it's no good, the two sides of the sveikah.
Right, if it's like domim, then 100%. Right, he's going on the other side, that if it's like only in the chatzah, that's the shayna. All right, let's chapter in the last sif. Grada Agav, I should really say, there's a shiloh amongst the poiskim. By this case of schiris and siv yod, had he not yet been mishtamish with it, it's let's say it haskolas manas schiris. He didn't yet use the chavitz. He didn't yet use the rental. There's a shiloh amongst the haintiko what to do. Some say, well, once I was caught and I made that schiris agreement, it's as if the schiris agreement is binding. It's finished with. Just like if I will take this money and purchase an item to purchase the kaim, I just owe you back the money. So I just owe you back the money that I got, the chribit, that I was now able to buy or rent from you the item. But other places can say, no, that schiris is different than mechir. Mechir, you made a kinyan, it's fine, now you just owe back the ribbit. But in this case, had he been owed a dollar, now he applied the dollar for a schiris, and he did not yet live there, they tell him not to live there, because every second he's living there is a netilas ribbis. Because this is how you decided to pay me the ribbis, through a schiris chatzah. So every second you're taking another shtamsh, another netilas ribbis. So some place can hold that we have to stop you right now and tell you that you should know. It's also for you to continue in the schiris, and you should get out of the house, or give back the garment right now, and stop the schiris. Sorry? Okay, so every 3 seconds, whatever it is, you're taking, and even Pakas Shabba Putin, at the beginning of the sermon, it's still off Rivers Pakas Shabba Putin, right?
Today's rents could be higher now.
Every nanosecond, right?
But that's only if you break the schiras. Because Mali, if he lives there or not, if he has a chiv.
Right, no, he means breaking the chiv. He'll have to give back the item, stop the schiyas in the middle, whatever you already mishtamish with, pay back, like this halacha is. But mikan velik, don't be mishtamish anymore. Don't keep on taking ribbis. Even amnas lahansi, you know, they'll take ribbis. I can't take ribbis. Amnas, don't keep on every second taking ribbis.
Keep the paper.
Sorry?
Keep the paper.
Well, that could be the shayla amongst. It's a hainzik, a shayla. Some say, you know, you didn't get it yet. So every second you're taking more and more and more from the leiva. Sorry?
Lechayra.
That's the shayla with Edanin. All right, the old shayla had a tight job schir.
Yeah, he might lose from it because now I don't have it to be renting my place.
The leiva might lose rent.
Yeah.
If he wants to go ahead and then go back to the malva and say, okay, now, but I'll rent for you for real, and the malva is willing to rent because then to hide, that's not a problem. So only shouldn't come duch the havot, duch the ribbit. All right, Yud Aleph. Shtar sheyesh beribis. This halacha is very important. It's actually very prevalent, but since no one knows about the halacha, it's not prevalent. But it's ma'isim b'chol yoyim. Shtar sheyesh beribis. If you actually make a contract, ma'isim b'chol yoyim, you make a contract with a lawyer. Usually, I can't say usually, but very often there's ribis in it. Any type of real agreement between shutfis and these type of things, there's usually some type of ribis in there. Shtar sheyesh beribis bein shel teira bein shel devrayim. Even if it's only ribis midrabbanon. Since in this star, right, there's a star sheish beribis, bein shel teira bein shel devrayim, goyves hekeren levadoi, you are allowed to be goyves hekeren with this star, even though be'etzem the star has ribis in it. They weren't koines the keren otto the ribis. You're still allowed to be goyves the keren. You're actually even allowed to be goyves from lekuchas. I mean, the star still has a taikif of the star, it's still a kosher star. But provided v'hu sheyinikashu ribis, provided it's delineated in the star, clearly this is principle and this is ribis. So therefore the principle is principle, so that you can get, and the ribis is ribis, that you can't get. But on the chelika principle, that's fine, that's a good star, and you could be goyva. Now what's going on here? What's the lumdus? What's the chiddush here? So the machlekes rishonim, the machlekes tesis in the Ramban, there is a halacha that chutz from the malva being over l'tzitzimin and like kamer rishonim the loiva as well being over l'tzitzimin, but clearly the edim, it's a mishnah, the edim are also over l'tzitzimin. If someone is an edim on the shtar, actually the sefer also is over. Someone draws up a contract that sheyesh bei ribis, the person who drew up that contract is even it's a daraisa l'tzitzimin. So a lot. Now these Edim were over Olav Daraisa. The Edim who signed on the Shtar, Sheyesh Bei Ribis, they were over Nisa Daraisa. So now, it's like a catch-22. If these Edim went ahead and were over Olav Daraisa, then they're Pasul Edis. Someone, an Ed who's over Olav Daraisa is Pasul Edis. So if they're Pasul Edis, it should come out that the whole Shtar is Pasul. Because the shtar shein bo edim, you can't be goyva malakukos. You can't use it as a ray either. It's as if you have no edim, because the edim that you have on the shtar are apostle. Okay, good. Well, I'm going to say a taisa, which is very similar. Okay, so that's the core of the problem here. So that's the machlekes rishonim. How to touch this up? It's really Gemara talks about the machlekes. May rabban if you coin is the keren otto the ribbis, and we who pass like the rabban, you're not coin is the keren otto the ribbis. So what was the case of the Gemara? So the Ramban has this problem. What's going on? It doesn't work. Vivait is ribish, taishesh beribish. So the edim are either lechitzimim. So the pasul edim, so you can't be goyva the keren either. What's going on? So the Ramban says that the case we're talking about, which we'll see a case later on in the sif, that the edim were unaware that there was ribish in the shtar. So he marshal lechitzim, which we'll see in the Ramah. So they're fine. So the edim are kosher. But enechanam, if the edim would sign in the shtar sheyesh beribish, that pasul the shtar is pasul, but you can't be goyva with the shtar. Taisis argues, and Taisis says, "Loi mi boy if it's only ribis midrabanon." Like the Machabes says, "Bein shotai bein shot debrayim." Loi mi boy if it's only ribis midrabanon. Taisis shita is that in order to be puzzled on an itza derabanon, it has to be a lav dechimid moment. You have to do it because you're trying to prosper financially. If someone is loi benitza derabanon, shloi. It's not a chesha mishpah yisad rabbanon, it's tamah yoreday yisad rabbanon, then he's still kosher ladies. So they says, let me buy the edim who are not prospering from this agreement, they're gaining nothing from it, maybe a lawyer, but edim are not gaining anything from this agreement, so therefore there's no chimid moment involved, so they're kosher, so the shtar is kosher. But I feel it will be a yisad rabbanon, like they says, maybe shema, that would also be good. Why? Because since no one knows that the yisad rabbanon applies to edim too, so they're shaygigim. They don't realize that the semen applies to the Edom. They think it only applies to the Mavo or the Loiva or whatever, but they don't realize it applies to the Edom. So therefore they're Sheikh again. Since they're Sheikh again, they're still Kosher Edis. But the Ramban argued. The Ramban holds that if it would be over Eitzah, Alam Deraitzah, Lisa Seaman, if the Adam would know that there's ribbit there, about that there'll be possible, the Shtar is possible, and it doesn't work. But Mechaber passages like Tosis, that since Adam, that's what the Shach brings down, you look in the Shach, Sivkot and Yedzayin, that if a Shtar has a Kem b'fnei Atzmai, a Ribbis b'fnei Atzmai, v'govi, that star is good. It could be goyva afilu mi mishabdi the karen. Why? Because ve'edim lo nisa afilu beribas teraisa. The lo tesimin olav neshek lo mashma l'inshi ela b'leiv amava. No nala mensh only thinks that applies to leiv amava. You tell it to a lawyer, he went in the wildest of dreams, realized that every single day is leiv alav deraisa, because inevitable, one star that day that he wrote has ribas in it. He would never even do one of it. He was just leiv. And I'll even, once I'm on the topic, a notary has the same problem. Pasha is a notary. If they need to be notarized, and that gives it to take of a shtar, take of chuki, whatever it is, if it has ribbis in it, he's also a lav deraisa. It's the same like Sassim. He's Isaac in a contract, in a deal that has ribbis in it. So, but since normal a person doesn't realize that he's over allowed, so therefore he's not going to be postulated. So Mechaber passes like Tosis. Since he's not postulated, Shtar is a good Shtar. Shtar is a good Shtar. You can collect from the Karen. That's Tosis. Now the Shach in Chesha Mishpot in Feminine Days brings down, it's a Machlokes HaPosekim, it's Machlokes Tosis in Ramban, it's Machlokes Achronim as well, and therefore the Shach says it's a Sveka Dedina. And because of that, like the Shach says, La Halacha, we're not going to go with this Mechaber. La Halacha, if you have a Shtar Sheyesh Bei Ribbis Doraisa, since we have to be Chosh for the Shitas Ramban, that the Edom attack apostle, so the whole Shtar is apostle, so you can't be Goyver Karen with the Shtar either. It's as if you don't have a Shtar. Your whole agreement could be thrown out the window. So if the Levi wants to be Koyfer Bakol and the whole agreement, there's no agreement, and you can't be Goyver, and you Zichah can't be Goyver from the Lukuchas, because you need the Koyach Hashtar to be Goyver from the Lukuchas. If the whole Shtar is apostle, you won't be able to be Goyver. The Mishnah Melech says that even though it's a sacred Dedina and by Ribbis Deraisa you have to be Machma like the Shittas Ramban, but by Ribbis Derabonon he says there we will pass him like the Mechaber that you could be Goyver as a Karen. And he makes a bunch of Snifim. First he says maybe we're passing like Taisa the Edom are Bechal not possible. Second of all, even if we would hold that the Edom should be possible, it's only Ribbis Derabonon. If it's Ribbis Derabanan, it's only Issa Derabanan, and we've discussed Taisa holds that on Issa Derabanan you're not over unless it's Chimid Momin. Others say for Issa Derabanan you're not over unless it's Achraza. There was no Achraza yet, they didn't call out that this Edom is possible. He has different Snifim. He also says that the Edom has a Cheskas Kashrus not to become possible. He has different Snifim how to make it that the Edom shouldn't become possible, and therefore he holds that for Ribbis Derabanan you could be Samechan HaMechaber to be going with the Karen, but for Ribbis Deraisa it's a Sveka Dedina, you would not be able to be going with the Karen.
If they didn't get paid, it would be a problem.
Then it would be Chimid Momin, and then there would be Puzzle.
By the Raisa also?
By the Raisa also. If they would get paid, it would be Puzzle even by the Rabban. For the Raisa, you don't need Chimid Momin. But if you get paid, then even for Ribbis the Rabbanon, they would have a Chimid Momin, and it would be a problem. Still not according to Taisus himself, who holds that Lamash Malinchi. But again, we have to be Machman. The Shach says it's fake of the Dinus, so we're Machman like the Ramban. So we would not be Goyvitz again. So a guy who's caught with such a star, his star now was thrown out the window. Like he went through a lawyer, drafted up this $5,000 contract, only to realize that this contract's not going to walk through Bezdin and not make it through the front doors because the Shtar Sheyesh Bei Ribbis. Sorry? I hear. Okay. Okay, I hear. All right, we're going to see later on, and maybe even. All right, let's wait off on that. Good.
He's a shaking, though.
Sorry?
Isn't that the same thing as
Taisus? No, Taisus holds, Ramban holds that we're talking about a case where he didn't know it was the Shtar Sheyesh Bei Ribbis. Had he known it was Ribbis, Avadi is possible. Taisus holds, even if he knows that it's Ribbis, he doesn't know that the Issa Lo Tesimin applies to the Edom, and therefore he's a Sheikh. It's a different reason why he's a Sheikh. Now let me continue. Zakir Amar, what's the case? That's how it's Nikashu Ribbis, so you see the Karen portion, you see the Ribbis portion. However, or another case, oy shlohayu nichta b'shtar raka karen. Let's say they made up a loan $100, and that was the note that they made for $100, and they made a second note just for the ribbis portion. And the edim ala ribbis, you have other edim on the ribbis. So even though this transaction had ribbis in it, because they were agreed, even milval pe, the ribbis al pe, they agreed to pay ribbis. But since this shtar only says karen, so the edim on this shtar are fine, they're not puzzle, and mameli could be goyves a karen. That's fine.
But anyone who sees such a shtar that has a keren sheyesh bei ribis is mechuyev to be yikra hashtar. They have a chiv to rip up such an agreement, the chayshinon, because we're afraid that if you're going to leave it biyad amalva, shem yigbar bo yaribis. Maybe with the shtar he'll be able to collect ribis. I bezin supposed to know you now to collect ribis. Maybe it's a bezin toyin, the Dr. Moshe suggests. The Chokmas Adam is Mice of a different Svar. There's a halach in the Gemara that every second that the Malva has a Shtar Sheyesh Beribis, he's even in this every second by making such a Shtar. So therefore you have a Chiv to rip up such a Shtar to prevent him every second being over in the Witha. So you gotta rip up the Shtar.
But how can you?
Problem.
How can you collect from the Kuchas then? As soon as you bring it into Beit Din, they'll rip it up.
Very good. You should know that was bothering me. How do you have the halacha that with the shtar you could be going over the keren, even from Mishabadim, but yet you got to rip up the shtar right away? Now, I didn't say anyone bothered the Balafat Shashel. I think the answer is you go to Beit Din, you show it to them, they'll rip up the shtar, but they saw what was in the shtar. So they'll write a new shtar just from the keren, or they themselves could testify that they saw a shtar that was good for the keren. So they can collect Mishua Badim, because they are Aedis that there was such a shtar, but Avadi, they're not going to leave you with this dynamite, with this piece of paper, that a dangerous piece of paper that you can collect ribbons with it.
When it's mixed, when the keren and the ribbons are mixed, the
Kuchas is talking when it's not mixed. Well, the Kuchas, you can be goyve as a keren. The halakha, this halakha.
Only when the keren was Mesuyim and the ribbons.
Correct. This halakha, the Ramadi, you have to rip it up, is only going back on the Mechabit, as Jacques points out. The Shach and Sivkan Yuchet says, I raise Shakai. Because what's wrong with the shtar? The shtar is a nice shtar, only has keren in it. But the case of the Mechabit, that there's keren and ribbons in the shtar, we're afraid that he's going to end up being goyver with the shtar. So therefore, we make sure to get rid of the evidence and we rip up the shtar. If it says $100 principal, $20 ribbis, tear up the shtar. That's the halacha. Abu Zakta Makaba.
It's all ripped up. How are you
going to
miss
Mekayim? Well, don't give it Biyad Amavu, maybe Niskayim B'choismov, and then rip it up. Abu L'meinu Mefurish.
Have to tear it up.
Mefurish. But what happens if it doesn't say clearly the portion of principal and the portion of ribbons? It just says you owe me $150. I lent you money and it was with interest, and therefore by the end of the year, July 27th, it's going to be $150. Now, I don't say what chelik akeren, what's the chelik a ribbons. But I'm enu mefurish, elish a chelil akeren in the ribbons. You will koilu both together, then ain't a goiva by a filu hakaren. Then you now have even been goiva by a filu hakaren. Because now you really have a dynamite here. Because look at the shark, the gazinu shem yigbe ribis pateris karen. This is really dangerous. The first case was only, you'll be a bezin toin to be goiva. This case is mamish dangerous. You have it all b'shem karen. You have a shtar which says that you owe me $150 on July 27th, and we have Adam who say that they know for sure that this $150 was not only b'teres karen, because I remember that it was a less amount, a lower denomination that you borrowed, it was with ribbit, and it just accrued to become worth $150. So that's dangerous. So therefore, in a goiva by a filo or karen. Now the Taz brings down in Sifkot Yud, it's actually Ramah in Kosher Mishra, brings down 2 days that it's not only is the shtar possible, but it's possible that they were koinis and gansen and you lost the keren. It's 2 days over there. Roy Paiskim, including this Taz Paskins, like the Marek, that it only means that Mikoy Chashtar you can't be going to the keren. But Avalim Loivim Maida the keren, Avada Chayv Lashalam the keren. But if the Loiv himself is Maida on the keren, then Avada, he has to pay the keren. They won't coin it, they just said that the whole shtar is a shtar pasal. But you won't be able to be going from the kukas, because the shtar is a shtar pasal, correct. But the Loiv himself would owe the money, because he knows what took place. Now the shak brings down, so you have a case over here, that the guy's stuck. He can't be goy for the ribbis, obviously. The shak for some reason brings down over here the tshuvas matzat binyama. Now, he happened to be talking about such a case, but if you look in the tshuva, look here, it's all cases. That bin kol mokin, ein tzorach aloyv elite, his case was that the levy got the money, he made up to pay ribbis, you don't allow him to pay the ribbis, but the levy prospered, benefited from the money that he received, he was able to make a good deal, and the shak is very nice that you were, so to speak, koinis the malva, and he took away his share, that he can't be goy for. Even the Karen Shabbat, let's say, you take away his shtar from him, because you don't want him doing this again, but where were you kindness to Leiva? The Leiva also did an avli. He borrowed money with the ribbis. How are you going to be kindness to Leiva? So he explains why we generally, from a taisa, we're generally not kindness to Leiva. But he says, if it's a Roy Shah, if you see the Shah Tricha Lakach, then a Roy Shah is that Roy Lakainsa, it's Roy Lakainis to Leiva, Lite Merevach Lania Eir. You can't let the loiva give that money to the malva because that's ribbis. But why should the loiva benefit from it? So you take tell the loiva that he has to take the money that even profited, the ribbis, and the money that he profited, if it's a roi shvei, you could do whatever you feel the char tzricha lekach, a bezin could do, and tell him that you got to take that money and give it to tzedakah. We don't want you benefiting from malva beribbis. We don't want you doing this again. But that's now one additional halacha is that in this last halacha that we're kol akan in meribbis, that we say ainu goyva b'afil akan, and the whole shtar we throw out. There's a shita, the shach brings down in the Chesha Mishpah from Beshem, the Gedulei Truma, he brings down that that's only by ribbis d'araisa. But by ribbis midivrayim, they weren't kind as you, and they allowed you to still be goyva the karen. And Reki Ve'ega argues, and the Shah Mishpah argues, and he brings this Mechava, beautiful raya. Mechava starts off, we're talking about a shtashi yishvei ribbis bencho, tari bencho d'vray. And on that, the Mechaba says that if it's an Einu Mufurish, Ela Shekoyla Akeren Imu Revis, Einu Goyva Ba'afil Akeren. This is a Mufurish and Mechaba that even by only Ribis the Rabbanon, still, if you Koylal in one lump sum, side the Karen, side the Ribis, we get rid of the Shtar, and you can't even be Goyva Ba'afil Akeren unless the Loiv is Maidu. You have other Eidim Lakak, and there's even one sheet in Ramah holds that you can't even be Goyva Ba'afil even if the Loiv is Maidu. They were kindness you, and they took away your entire Karen, which is interesting. Just to make a sikkum, it was a very yisaitistic assimin. I can't say it was so practical in applications, but this is a yisaitist to go weiter, is that we have a cloud of ribis ksutza, we keep on chasing about it, it's koina, but you have a chiv, a chay, a chik, a imach, but they're not yours, the nechosav, there's no shib in nechosav, if he dies, the yoshim are in chayv on it. Abak ribis is not moitzu b'dayonim, but there's still a chiv, lotus yedei shamayim. And then you have Peshitimil cases that if the ribbis was on a dina, let's say, but he paid, which other kesef, if he paid more, let's say, hey chitim, hey midas achitim, or he gave you a glima, which is of a mesuyim, that you'll have to give back as well. And now we have this halacha, which is a very important halacha, that shtar sheyesh beribbis, then the whole thing, we will get rid of the shtar, and according to some Rishonim, like the Ramban, you have to be machmer, that it's a shtar sheyesh beribbis, the edem attack a poson, you can't even migrate into the karen with the shtar, because the whole shtar is poson. It's a dovo. It's a major thing, because you think about it, so many contracts have ribbis, and they end up in bezin. So not only is the ribbis chalik, but if there's any sikhsach, any akosha between the two parties, the whole thing is thrown out the window, because he has no more raya, because the whole shtar is thrown out.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.